Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media, its affiliates, or its parent company, Angel's Hand. Wiki Curiosity Media, changing the view of the world around you.
Radio show. Tonight we have a very, very, very special show for you tonight. We have two great artists coming from Spokane, Washington. We've got Jacob Van No, Ray Northwest. Jacob does a lot of grunge, punk rock stuff, very metal-y guy. And then we got Ray Northwest, who is a hip-hop artist. So it's going to be an incredible show. Can't wait for everybody to get on air with us tonight and talk. It's going to be awesome. You're not going to want to miss this. But in the studio with me tonight, it's a very, very, very special night. My regular co-host, Brian, is not able to be with us because his sister's getting married. And, you know, bravo to him. So we want to give a shout-out to Brian and, you know, wish his sister well in her marriage and, you know, a lifetime of happiness for her. But with me in the studio tonight is Little Miss Ann. Ann, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good.
I've not been on a show in a while. This feels weird.
Well, yeah, it's been a minute. Usually you do
behind the screen.
Behind the screen, and you get on with Miss Angel.
Yes, I
on
do
her
that.
Show.
I do that a lot too.
Right, and you know, just for the holiday seasons, they've taken a break. You know, on doing shows, so. It is what it is. But how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to be on here. I've wanted to be on here, but, you know, I can't because I had to work. But now that I'm unemployed and I can do whatever the hell I want, I can be on here.
Right. There you go. There you go. How's school going?
It's very stressful. I only have 1 week left. Today was actually, like, my first time stepping in the school physically, like, and it was like, I know it was going to be my last, yeah.
Okay.
It was going to be my last time. So it's like kind of weird. But I mean, like I didn't get all emotional and shit. It was actually so weird because I was just sitting in the lobby and it was just so empty. But Fleetwood Mac was playing quietly in the background because the fucking gym teacher was playing it. And
nice.
I was just like, this feels so unreal. Like it was crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so that's how my day went.
Well, how are you transitioning from, you know, going to school every day and stuff like that to doing this virtual learning? I mean, how's that?
I hate it. I mean, it's hard because it's not like, it's not what we, you know, like grew up learning.
Right,
how to
not
do.
What you're used to, you know,
yeah.
It's out of the norm, it's new, it's different.
But I've been keeping my grades up. So that's all that matters.
Getting all straight A's, I would mention, right?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, sure. We can say that all day. Yeah.
They're all the same. They're all the same letter. But yeah. How has your day been?
My day has been wonderful.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Got up early this morning. Got a new windshield put in the truck. So
the big ass thing that's been sitting in our living room.
No. My new windshield.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of part two.
It is car parts. But that's car parts with the windshield. So I had the windshield installed today. And I have all those parts that we just mentioned that's going in tomorrow. So tomorrow my truck should ride so much smoother and just everything should just be so much better after tomorrow. But after tomorrow, I still have to put more money into it because as soon as I get all that front end work done, I have to do an alignment. So, which is going to be another couple $100, and then I have to put some tires on it.
Sounds like a lot of money.
And yeah. So it's like more money that's going to be shoveling out for the truck. But you know what? That's why I saved up all the money that I did. That's what it was for. It was for the truck. So I can get everything lined up right and good. And I don't have to worry about it. So I got my good buddy that's going to help me put the stuff in. And so I'm assuming a lot of it's going to be like trucks. But trucks have, you know, big rigs have different components than vehicles. So, and I haven't done a lot of car mechanicing, just big rig mechanicing. So, it's slightly different. So, but he's gonna help me out with that.
That's good.
So.
At least you got someone that knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. He's got a buddy that's got a full shop and everything. You know, pretty much everything that we'll need it. He's got air compressor, running air guns and stuff like that. So.
There was this mechanic shop that my manager actually went to because I don't know what the fuck was wrong with this vehicle, but they're basically like, well, you could just Google it and you can fix it yourself. So he did.
I'm sure that I could probably watch some videos and, you know, I could probably get by myself doing it mechanically. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a man can put it together, a man can take it apart.
Yeah, he just got pissed because he was like, I don't want to fucking do it myself, you know?
That's kind of my thing. I don't want to do it myself. And then plus, you know, like I said, being the automotive difference, you know, I just wanted to, you know, hey, you know what you're doing. Come here. I will pay you.
Okay. At least I got
ink,
I do.
I got money. Christmas time's coming up.
As well, we'll do it for now.
So, but, you know, we'll get to hang out outside the shop, and we haven't got to do a bunch of that because he's a guy I know through work. So, go hang out, bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
It's always good to have a working car.
Yeah. I'm excited about all the new stuff you get put on there and everything should ride smoother and just be better. You know what I'm saying?
I can't tell you how many times, like, I remember growing up and our car broke down, like, just in the middle of the fucking highway or something.
Oh, God.
Like, this shit sucks.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Like, there was one point, my mom had this fucking shitty-ass van, and every time it rained, this, like, thing that was right under her car, I don't know what the fuck it was, it was like this, like, you know what I mean.
Plastic guard?
Yeah.
Underneath?
It kept falling out.
Right.
And it just fucked up her whole car, and she couldn't drive it, and it was bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, that's when you get those little protective guards, it's, you just pop the rest of it loose and just discard it, and you just deal with your, you know, engine compartment and stuff just being more exposed to the elements.
Yeah. But I ain't got a car, so I don't care at the moment. I care, but I don't have to care because I don't have to deal with it.
Right. Well, I mean, you don't have a vehicle, so you don't give a shit.
Nope. I got you people.
If I need a ride, I know several people with cars. No Uber or Lyft for me.
Like, no. I ain't trying to pay that shit.
Well, yeah. Whoa.
I ain't trying to get kidnapped either.
Well, there's also that.
That shit's scary.
You know I did Uber for a while?
You Ubered?
Yeah, I was an Uber driver for a while.
Did you make a lot of money?
I did pretty good on some nights. You know, especially because, you know, not, you know, being right downtown, you know, the college bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's where I roam. So, like, I do pretty good. I'd get off my regular day job and then I'd come over here to the family's house.
Yeah.
Take a shower and then run out and go Uber.
I know that a lot of, like, people who, like, Uber food and shit, like, they would have two jobs before to try and, like, make ends meet. And then when they started delivering food, they quit their other two jobs because that was all they needed.
Oh, yeah, no.
So many people fucking order online now.
Well, yeah, no, with all this going on, yeah, delivery drivers, like, you know,
they're popping.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the game to get into, you know, delivering mm-hmm. stuff, just because that's what everybody wants right now, you know, the no contact and, you know, all this and that and the other. So from what I'm hearing about, you know, Biden, you know, when he, you know, takes over and stuff like that, is they're talking about a government shutdown, like, countrywide.
Well, I just saw today that...
do like 6 to 8 weeks, I think.
New York is shutting down their in, like, dine-ins. Like, so you're not allowed to sit in restaurants anymore. So that's going to be going on for a while now.
And they just shut the bars down here. They just shut them down an hour early. They were closing 11. Now it's 10.
Bitches.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like our artists, we have them on the line. So we're going to go ahead and bring them on. Again, this is Jacob Van Noe and Ray Northwest. They are from Spokane, Washington.
What's up,
guys?
Y'all?
Rock
hey.
On.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Awesome. Well, it's good to finally talk to you guys. You know, we've been messaging back and forth the last few days and everything like that. And I just want to say thank you for you guys taking time away from your schedule to talk with us. We hope that we can have you guys on for the better part of the hour here and kind of get to know you guys a little bit and hear a little bit of y'all's story and your background.
Yeah, man. Hello. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate you guys.
Hell yeah. So, you know, we'll kind of just get right into it here. I ask everybody this. This is kind of usually my first question, and I just want to hear the story of what was that moment in your life when you were inspired enough to say, you know, I'm going to do music, you know, I'm going to, for Jacob, it would be, you know, doing his grunge and his metal and singing and everything like that. And Ray, of course, with the hip hop and everything. Like, so what was that moment when you decided, you know, this is, I want to do this and I don't give a shit what anybody says or what anybody thinks. I'm doing this for me. You know, what's that story? Cause they're always amazing. And I love hearing these stories. So if you could elaborate a little bit for us.
Yeah, so pretty much when I started, I was very young. Probably when I first really started getting into music, I was around the age of like 5 or 6 because my dad was always in rock bands growing up. And that inspired me, you know, to want to get on stage and pick up the guitar and rock out. So when I started doing that and stuff and started to learn more about music and kind of grew up, I met Ray Northwest when we were in school, in elementary school in 5th grade, and he was just starting to kind of learn to rap and all that, and him and I met at school and became friends because there was like one day that we were at school, and we were on the basketball team together at school, and some kid decided to call him a racial slur and pick a fight with him, and then his friends were going to jump him. Well, I jumped in on that fight, and we kicked their asses and basically became best friends from that. And from that on, he started showing me music like Tupac and Biggie old school, like Big L stuff. And I really fell in love with hip-hop, and I was showing him music like Black Sabbath and, you know, Dio old school, hard rock, heavy metal. So we both grew to, like, develop a very heavy love and respect for one another's form of music. So as we grew up and began to kind of develop our own skill sets, we wanted to make sure that we could, like, share our favorite forms of music with each other and be able to create things like that as well.
Wow, that's an incredible story, and I love the symbology of it all, you know, just that bonding through, you know, schoolyard fight and, you know, brawling out together.
And then we've just been best friends for like 10 years after that,
yeah.
You know?
brothers in blood, you know?
Yes, sir.
So to speak. So that's amazing. That's awesome. Now, Ray, what about you?
Well, kind of like what Jacob said, you know, it very first started off with that background. us meeting up together in elementary school, fifth grade. And I really started getting into music because I know Jacob started when he was around like 9 or 10. So we started at a real young age. I think it was bass he started playing off in. And I would just go to his concerts because he used to be in a Christian band, like Father Like Son it was called. And I was kind of, you know, one of the only few at the time that was going to his concerts. And I really kind of to see how much fun he was having just being on stage. And so just being growing up in a musical background all my life, I just decided to hop into a studio when I was about 15, 16. And ever since then, man, we've been doing shows, we've been doing interviews, we've been really going crazy with it, and I fell in love with music, so, you know?
That's really awesome, man. That's amazing. Now, Jacob, I read on a little bio, and if I got this right, you started an all-male choir in your high school, is that?
Yeah, that's basically where I got most of my actual, like, classical vocal training, because up until that point, I hadn't had any kind of training other than just listening to other singers and hearing what they sound like and going, okay, I want to sound like that, and trying my best to hear how they would do that, and just doing, you know, basically just trying to sing from the heart and being able to kind of just figure it out that way. But, yeah, that mostly getting into high school and stuff, I had a really good choir teacher, and that's where I was able to incorporate some of that classical singing influence into my rock music as well.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. That's incredible.
That's cool. I always think it's great when people have, like, amazing choir teachers, because I did choir all throughout middle school, and a lot of people actually don't know that. And she, I loved her so much. She introduced me to, like, such good music. Like, I loved her. She was amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome. I encourage anyone that wants to be a singer that, you know, in school, that can do it in school to definitely, you know, try and learn what they can from people like that, because that kind of knowledge and stuff is definitely invaluable.
Yeah.
So, one more question for Jacob here. And Ray, I'll ask you some questions here, I promise. we had a band on probably about a year ago here on the show. It was Septarian, and my co-host at the time, Dan, had asked the lead singer question, and I always thought it was good, and I always thought it was a good question to ask people who do like a heavier, like thrash metal, you know, and all that, and you know, in their voice. Like, is there anything that you do as far as, you know, fluid intake or anything like that for that? Is there any kind of, like, I believe she said she did something like, you know, like honey teas and stuff like that or whatever to help keep things soothed from all that? Do you find yourself doing the same kind of remedy?
Yes, especially because, and I mean, I don't do as much of like more like a harsh vocal style. I try to do more of like a Miles Kennedy where it's primarily like a singing vocal. So I don't have too much issue with like straining my voice from like doing harsh vocals incorrectly. But we do have some songs that are heavier. And it's just like part of it when you are doing that stuff, you got to make sure that you're not projecting it from your throat, that you're using the air in your diaphragm and really forcing it out more so than you're going to be straining, you know, your vocal cords to do it. But yeah, and I'm definitely always making sure I'm drinking as much water as possible and doing like cough drops and all that as whenever I'm in the studio sessions and stuff like that, and drinking tea like on the constant. So
awesome. That's incredible. And do you have, surely you have a question.
I mean, I just want to know, like, what more music inspired you guys?
Well, for me, I would say artists, like, a lot more of, like, the classical rock artists, like, probably one of the first albums that I fell in love with completely, like, start to finish, is the Blizzard of Oz album from Ozzy Osbourne. The guitar solos on that just had me hooked. That album's basically what made me want to become a guitarist, listening to the way that Randy Rhoads would play on that album. And so just artists like Ozzy, Black Sabbath, Dio, Blue Oyster Cult. I mean, I try to take as much inspiration from all genres of music as possible. So I try to listen to just everything that would be like a classic for all the genres and listen to as much old school influence as possible.
You said you played the guitar?
Yeah, I play. I can play bass and drums too, but in my band I play mostly the lead guitar and sing.
So did you take like classes to learn how to do that, or did you teach yourself?
My dad taught me like basic chords when I was really young because I had learned the bass, so I had learned notes and stuff, and I had actually learned how to play some bass from like doing it the classical big stand-up bass in school. And so I kind of learned how to play notes and stuff on the bass guitar. And then from there, my dad kind of taught me basic chords. And then from there, I kind of just learned stuff off of YouTube videos. Or what I'd love to do most is go watch a guitarist that I know is a really good guitarist and try and just see what they're doing and then go home and try and figure it out. I mean, that's kind of how, and play it by ear and just figure out what I can kind of on my own, because I'm mostly self-taught. I have had a couple guitarists show me a couple things here and there, but yeah, for the most part, I've just kind of learned by ear.
What, does Ray play anything?
Well, I don't play any instruments necessarily. I've been kind of messing around a lot on the drums because I've been doing a lot of rock shows and rock stuff with Jacob. And but I'm mainly rap, but I do sing too. I've been doing introducing singing a lot into some of my newer songs, and so. Yeah, definitely trying to get on some more instruments, though.
Right, that's cool. I was just wondering, because my stepbrother, he played the guitar a lot through high school, and he literally just, like, listened to A7X and Bullet for My Valentine.
Nice.
And that's how he taught himself.
Cool.
I got a buddy of mine, Steve. He's with the band Jaybirds. If you guys ever want to check them out, you can find them on Facebook and stuff. They're here locally, out of Knoxville. But
you said it was Jaybirds,
yep.
Jaybirds, okay.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out.
Actually, the guy Tater in the band, he was in the band 10 years, and
they're awesome.
They're one of my favorite new bands. If you like those guys, Tater, you know, he left them, I believe it was 2016, and he's a part of this band Jaybirds now, and he's producing, you know, them on music and stuff like that for him and Steve and everything, but
nice, we gotta check that out.
Steve was telling me, Steve's a big guitarist, you know, he's been playing bassist and stuff like that, and been playing for a lot of years, and he told me, he's like, literally, man, if you get the damn Xbox game where it teaches you how to play, he's like, you get a real guitar, it plugs in, just plugs right into the Xbox, he's like, literally, you could probably play better than me in 6 months. He's like, if you just stay dedicated to that thing, he's like, that is the simplest way, like, and it will teach you everything, and he's like, and if you just stay hard at it for, like, 6 months, you'll learn how to play guitar, like, so... But we are, coming up to about time for our first break. So we're going to take our first break. You guys, you're going to hang out with us for a little bit longer. Can we have you until about the 7 o'clock hour? Does that fit everybody's time frame? I know we didn't kind of specify anything this week, but
yeah, we're fine with whatever. Yeah.
All right, cool, awesome. I just didn't, you know, like I said, we didn't go over that, and that's my fault, and I just want to make sure that, you know, it's cool with everybody, unless you guys had something to do, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to keep you from something. But we are going to take our first break.
No, of course, man, we're down.
Awesome. So we're going to take our first break, and I've got my regular co-host, Brian. He uploaded the songs I got from you guys, and you guys said it was cool for us to play this across all of our shows. We've got 5 different shows. Not all of them are broadcasting right now, just kind of holiday breaks and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
All right, cool. Awesome. All right, so here we go. We're going to see. We got, just because it comes up numerically first. All right, this is Jacob's song. This is Hollow Days. And this is what we're going to put on. Yep. And so you guys just hang tight. We're going to throw this on for everybody. It's a first time, ladies and gentlemen, here on No Fight Note Radio Show with the guy in glasses, Jacob Van Noe and Ray Northwest, First time on the air here. This is Hollow Days. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Your host, the guy in glasses, with me in the studio tonight is my very special co-host of the evening, and say hello to everybody.
Hello.
With us on here tonight, we have Jacob Van Noe.
What up, what up?
And we've got Ray Northwest.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Okay, so, Jacob, we just played Hollow Days. Give me a little insight into what that song was about for you. What kind of things were going through your mind while you were, you know, writing that?
Yeah. So Hollow Days, for me, was a song that I wrote in a very kind of a sad portion, I guess, or just a time period in my life where my grandfather had just recently passed away, and I hadn't really gotten to say anything to him before he passed, because he lives in the East Coast. And, you know, so I was feeling very down about that, because, you know, I had only gotten to see him maybe once or twice when I was a little kid and stuff. And, you know, it was very kind of, you know, just kind of a depressing thing for me to not get to ever get to talk to him, you know, before he wasn't alive, you know, anymore. So I wrote that, and I basically just expressed all the feelings, you know, I felt about just kind of the sad thoughts of life and just like, you know, death, and just kind of, you know, feeling down. But then I also wanted to make sure that I included in that that there is also hope in life, and that as long as you choose to, you know, keep pursuing better for yourself and growing and improving yourself as an individual, that there's always still hope in life, and that you can always still find light in darkness in situations like that, you know, either way. So.
Awesome. Awesome. And I, you know, I'm sorry for your loss, but, you know, to, you know, hear how much thought, you know, going into it, and you know, passion behind the song, you know, and what it meant to you, man. It's, you know, it's
right.
Awesome.
Well, and now it's one of my favorite songs that we do. So
that's amazing, man. That's awesome. You know, paying the tribute like that, man. That's awesome. It's got to be an awesome every time you play it. You know, you just feel good about yourself, I would imagine. Have him in your mind.
For sure, man. For sure. And my dad is actually the bass player, and he does background vocals as well. So that's very cool that we get to do that song together and stuff.
Well, that's even more amazing. That's incredible. So we're gonna switch gears a little bit here, and talk with Ray. Ray, I do apologize. I wasn't trying to exclude you.
Oh no, you're good. You're good.
So I want to just kind of find out general consensus from what I get from hip hop artists and stuff like that, and the way they write. A lot of their stuff maybe starts out as poetry, and I know from my own experience, I do a, you know, my own little hip hop thing. It's just for me. But I did the same thing. A lot of my stuff looked poetry looking and stuff like that, and just rhyme, you know, a few rhyme sentences and stuff like that. Do you find yourself kind of doing that the same way and piecing it together, or more of a more off the top of your head kind of process?
Well, back when I was younger, I really did, it was crazy that you actually mentioned poetry, because I used to write a lot of poetry when I was younger due to a lot of stuff going on in my personal life. I would keep a journal and write in it basically every day. And so I first started out writing. I mean, I still do write music, but most of the time I'll usually write something down. Like I'll be thinking of the lyrics off the top of my head if I just like listening to a beat or whatever, whether someone's playing it or I'm just by myself making music, and I write it down. But when I go to the studio, I make sure to memorize it off the top of my head. So.
Hell yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. So I do be writing a lot, especially I keep a notebook and I basically write every day just for thoughts and inspiration. Some of the stuff I use, some of the stuff I don't, but yeah, for the most part, I really taught myself just to basically look at something once or a couple times, rap it to myself, and then once I go to the studio and I'm ready to make music, I just don't even bring my notepad. It's just all off the dome. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, see, I do the same thing. I keep a notebook in my backpack, and for the exact same reason, because every once in a while I just kind of something will pop in my head. You know, I'll be listening to a song or something, and
right.
Something random pops in there, and I'm like, oh shit, that sounds good.
Because you can get inspiration from anywhere. Like, I used to teach myself how to freestyle. Like, I used to just be walking down the street, and for a minute I was kind of getting stuck because I was like, oh, man, I'm kind of saying the same thing. I don't know how to come up with any more words. So when I was younger, I would just start to freestyle about random stuff, like the stuff I would see, the stuff that's going on. And so it helped me just to, you know, with my wordplay, with my lyricism, just to come up with a lot of stuff off the top of my head. And so, yeah, man, it was great.
Hell yeah. So what, I mean, throughout your experiences, you know, and after getting into music and stuff, what's been the, I guess maybe your favorite show that you've done, or your best experience, or, you know, tell me about it.
Oh man. So basically I can't even count on my fingers how many shows I've done since I started, but, I want to say a couple of the good shows were, I remember the Knitting Factory I did with JVK, my man Jacob, of course. So I did a couple songs with him. I have a song called Shiny Thing and one called Everything All Right, and Everything's All Right. And so we opened up at the Knit, and it was back in February, right? Yeah, February?
Yes, it was. It was February, early February, yep.
Yeah, and so that was a really crazy show, man, because we never performed at the Knit, especially doing a rap and rock duo, and it was really just great to see. There was, I don't even know, probably like 400 to 500 people in the room, all tickets sold out. The show was crazy. And, yeah, that was one. And then another one was in Yakima, and they're actually called Place, what was it? It was a place called Hoops, I think. And it was at a bar. And that was another crazy one, man. There was, like, crazy mosh pits, and it was just wild, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man,
so, from what I understand, if I got my information correctly, collectively, you two are part of a bigger group, correct?
Well, Jacob actually has his own band, as you guys know, Jacob Van Al Band, and so I do my own stuff. I'm an independent artist, so I'm a hip hop artist, but I actually do stuff with him. And a couple years ago, 2018, we did a show at the Big Dipper, and I debuted my song Shiny Thing, or our song Shiny Thing, and so we started doing a lot of shows together, and we actually started doing stuff where me and him do like duo acoustic stuff. I'll do some of my songs, right, acoustic version. If it's like a hip hop version, my song, Hell Yeah, actually I do a acoustic version with him. And so basically ever since then, we've been kind of doing stuff off and on, like with me and the band, me and him in the duo, and then stuff just by ourselves. So, yeah.
Well, okay. So what's the band called?
We basically just go by my name, so it's like, you know, bands like Alice Cooper or, you know,
okay,
like Steve Miller Band, kind of like that sort of an idea, and we just go by that, and then that's why, like, when we developed the logo, which that's actually more my dad's idea to kind of push me as the logo, the image of the band like that, like an Alice Cooper type figure. So, but,
right,
you know, it makes kind of sense because I'm the lead guitarist and lead singer. So I was like, cool. And the more they developed the artwork for it, I really liked it. And I was like, awesome. So.
Okay. Now, Jacob, sorry, excuse me. I saw on YouTube that you had some The Voice submissions.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did anything come of that?
So pretty much I sent in the two videos that I have on my YouTube. I sent those in to The Voice because they had, I didn't actually know they were doing the like virtual open call, but my girlfriend follows them on Instagram. So she got a post that they were doing like a 3-day virtual online audition. So kind of last minute, I put together the two song arrangements for the covers I was doing there and sent it in. And then they accepted them and said that I would get another virtual, like it's like the second audition or whatever. And then I just got my response back not that long after I submitted that. And they said that they had already, you know, whatever, like picked a certain amount of people or something like that. And so we didn't make it past the first virtual audition for that, but we got to put out a lot of stuff and kind of, you know, get to interact with the people that are like doing The Voice stuff, because I was sharing the music to the people in the group stuff for it and whatnot. So it was good. It was a good experience, and I plan on just kind of growing as a vocalist as much as I can, and then maybe considering doing another tryout for something like that maybe next year.
I think it's pretty badass that they accepted your music, you know. I mean,
just getting past the first part, you know, is something. I mean, there's
yeah.
got to be thousands upon thousands upon thousands, and to make, you know, any kind of cut, you know, to a certain degree is like, okay, well, you know, I was good enough for this, or whatever, you know, and I would believe that it just gives you more motivation, you know, to even, you know, try harder and you know, and to get something like that. I mean, a lot of people have made, even people who don't even win that show, you know, just getting on there and stuff like that, it gets you a lot of, you know, recognition and getting your name out there in the first place. So, you know, I'm sure there's loads of them that have, you know, gone on and have good, you know,
oh yeah,
making money, you know, after being on the show. But, you know, kudos for you, man, for having the courage to do something like that, because, you know, just not everybody's meant to just all of a sudden be on a big grand stage like that. You know, it takes a lot of guts, so that's awesome, man.
Right, for sure. Yeah, I was just glad that they honestly even accepted the first submission. So I was like, that's cool. That means they listened to it, and I'm like, yeah, this is good. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's, same thoughts I had on there. So, right, now, so Jacob went on to say, you know, what he fell in love with when you guys were kind of introducing each other to, you know, your own genres and stuff like that.
Right,
is there anything... Is there anything on his side that you've kind of fallen in love with?
So you mean as far as like rock, like
yeah,
who I
yeah.
listen to and whatnot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man,
you,
so
you rock out to, you know, and throw the bullhorns up and just fuck yeah.
Oh, of course, my man, of course. So kind of like how Jacob was touching up on. When I first really started getting into heavy metal, because my mom actually played all sorts of music when I was growing up, so I really liked that, but I just didn't know who the artists were. And so when I was older and got to understand a lot more, the first band I really started getting into was Black Sabbath, and it was their album Master Reality, and Ozzy Osbourne was like, oh, man, he's one of my biggest influences. So with that, I'll say Black Sabbath, Metallica, you know, Iron Maiden, bands like that. And so, but Ozzy is basically one of my big influences on the rock side. So, yeah, man, Black Sabbath, Metallica, Iron Maiden, Alice in Chains is another good one, too.
Yeah. Well, here's a question for both of you, just because it plays on both your genres. What do you guys both collectively think about the Post Malone and Ozzy song?
I was just fucking looking at that.
Ooh, super cool.
So,
They have
two songs together. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know about a second one. I just know about the
one.
So they have a second one. It's called It's a Raid. It's
yeah.
on Ozzy's new album called Ordinary Man. As soon as that came out, I listened to the whole album because I heard Elton John's on a song. Post Malone, they had Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine on one of the songs. So I was like, okay, I got to check this out. And I heard the song It's a Raid by them. And that one it's worth checking out if you like hard, heavy, fast, heavy metal and hard rock. It's good. And I think it's better than the other one that has Travis Scott in it. But I also like that one. That one's pretty good.
All right, Ray, what about you?
What do you think?
Oh, man. Yeah, just like Jacob said, basically, he showed me it, actually. We were chilling one day, and he's like, oh, man, you got to check this out. He was like, Post Malone and Ozzy Osbourne. And I was like, hold on, run that back. And he's like, Post Malone and Ozzy Osbourne. And I was like, okay. And so I listened to it. And, yeah, man, I think it's a great song. I think it's a great collab just for – because Post Malone's very different with, like, his rapping. And for them to come together like that kind of reminded me of, like, how me and Jacob can just come together so easily. Because at first it was kind of hard for us to – well, not necessarily hard, but – I thought it was going to be difficult just to switch genres up and be like, okay, let's write something to a rock song, you know? So, yeah, man, I like that stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, as the old song goes, you know, it's tricky to rock a rhyme, that's right on time, it's tricky.
Yeah, you already know, man, you already know.
But you got, you know, you can make it work, you know? So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
when I heard
that song, when it came out with both of them, like, it floored me. I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, one thing that aggravates me about the song is because I've seen so many posts and stuff like that all over social media about people saying, you know, how the younger generation talking about, you know, basically this, that's their first time hearing Ozzy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because because of their age, you know, they're listening to Post Malone or whatever, and you know, so
yeah.
And to hear Ozzy for the first time, and it reminds me of them. Basically, the same scenario with Billy Ray Cyrus and Nas. With Old Town Road. you know, it's like, oh, yeah, and that's the first time they're hearing Billy Ray Cyrus. It's like, no, motherfuckers.
Right.
He did a song back in the day.
Yeah.
He's been around for a minute now. He makes you hard. You can't forget that shit.
Right, brother. Man.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we're at a point where we're gonna take another break here, and let's see. And I've got where we go? I know I've got at least two of them on here. Yeah. Okay. So Ray, I've got Feel Good and I've got Hell Yeah. What do you feel like introducing to the Note by Note audience?
Let's start off with Hell Yeah.
Hell Yeah. Awesome. Okay. All right. Here we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ray Northwest, you know, Spokane, Washington. Him and Jacob Vanell, both from out that way. This is Ray's song, Hell Yeah. First time here on Note by Note Radio Show. Here we go.
What up?
You know it.
Awesome. So, Ray, tell me give me a little insight into Hell Yeah, man.
So basically, I like to make a lot of motivational music, so stuff that inspires people, uplift people. Hell Yeah is about a lot of things. It's about one thing, surrounding yourself with the right people. So basically, I surround myself with a lot of positive people, people that lift me up, people that have goals, you know, want to be successful. And if you're surrounding yourself with negative people, people that bring you down, have no ambition or nothing, then that's who you're going to be, you know. So like I said, it's a lot about motivational type stuff. It's actually a party rocker, too. Every time I perform it at a show, it goes crazy. So, you know, yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. But thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, can I get my ducks in a row here? I want to repeat myself, I do that a lot. So, ask my girlfriend. She's like, baby, you told me that yesterday. Shit, fuck. Sorry.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
It does.
You can just say it's mom brain or whatever the fuck.
It's what?
Mom brain.
Sure. Mom brain?
Yeah, since you have to take care of so many kids.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
You can just say it's that.
So, gentlemen, tell me what your goal would be out of all this. What's end game for you? I mean, hopefully not, you know, there's not any end game. I mean, hopefully you guys can continue to make music and put stuff out there that's meaningful, you know, as long as Ozzy Osbourne's been doing it.
Yeah.
But,
right.
You know, what would be the ultimate, you know, man, this is good for me. Like, I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, for the long term, I would like to be able to either, you know, be a part of some form of a major record label or to be able to independently become a record label of my own and to be able to just not only, you know, get to do music, which is the thing I love doing the most, you know, as a living, but I also want to be able to help influence young kids like me that when I was in high school, not only did I get basically, you know, no support in school from like teachers and things like that on becoming a musician as a long-term career, but I was basically constantly directed against doing so at every available turn by everyone that I had been educated by for the most part, other than music teachers. I've been told that you can't do music as a career. That's not going to be something that you could ever do in your life. And one of my number one goals is to prove the people that have said that to me wrong. So if I could not only do that and get to tour and do what I want to do like that for a living, but I could also help inspire young kids and show them that there is a way to be able to make things like this work and to be able to, you know, achieve your dreams and chase your goals and want to become a musical artist, you know, that shouldn't just be a radical idea. That should be something that if you have the proper business concepts behind it, you know, and these people are being educated on, you know, music business and things like that, and, you know, encouraged by somebody with influence like that, I would like to be somebody that could do that for people.
Straight up.
So basically, he wants to be able to flip off the haters and inspire and inspire everybody else.
Oh yeah, that's
not right.
But you know, hell yeah for everybody else. You know,
right?
I think that's everybody. I think that's one of everybody's big, you know, biggest goals in life is, you know what, that person, you know, 15, 20 years ago says, you know, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, whatever. You know what? Well, fuck you, buddy. Look at me now, bitch.
You never know until you've actually tried, you know?
Right. And says, fuck you, Dad. Oh, God. So, Ray, what about you, buddy? I mean, what would be a, you know, an ultimate goal to say, you know, this, man, this is awesome. I'm doing, you know, doing my thing. And you know, is there a goal to be had? Or is it, you know, constantly just
getting
bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yeah, man. Well, definitely bigger and bigger and bigger. But basically, I'm gonna do music regardless of where it takes me, because it's just a love of mine. And like Jacob was kind of saying, you know, no matter where it takes, I believe music opens doors for a lot of things. So as long as you're just going after it every day, really grinding, really, you know, shooting to be successful, it's going to take you somewhere. So whether it's independent or with the record deal starting off, I would definitely, that's one of my goals. And just, yeah, man, like I said, just being successful with it, pursuing it as a career, a lifelong career, and just everybody being happy. Everybody that I love and know right now loves music. So that's the goal, man.
Hell yeah. So let's just hypothetical. You guys become multimillionaires with your music and stuff like that. Like, what's one of the most just crazy things you're gonna do? You know what I'm saying? You got more money than you can spend in a lifetime. You know, what's just that? I've got that kind of money. Bucket. You know, thing you're gonna buy yourself, or you know, a crazy experience or whatever that you're gonna, you know, do.
Oh man, well, first and foremost, and I know a lot of people definitely say this, but I'll definitely start with donations, because I got family over in Africa on my dad's side. So me and Jacob, our plan within a few years, especially when COVID is done with and through, you know, is to go over to Africa and to share merch with them, to just, you know, maybe perform music over there and visit my family. So, yeah, man. And, what else?
That's a sentimental thing, you know. Tell me the crazy thing that you're gonna do.
I would open my own barbecue restaurant first and foremost. That's what's up, because I just love barbecue.
There we go.
I would definitely just start, and like as far as merch, you know what I'm saying, you can always have merch, every artist can, but I would definitely make like a big name clothing brand for myself, get the mansion, definitely do a few cars, you know, have everybody up in houses and whatnot. But yeah,
right.
Man, a restaurant was my number one thing I'll try to be shoot for. So
okay, awesome. That's actually really cool. I mean, like, you know, the music, you know, and then, you know, feeding people, that's a way into people's hearts right there, you know, it's through their belly.
Oh, you already
know,
man.
So, Jacob, same question. You know, you become a millionaire, you got all this money now. What's the crazy fucking just off-the-wall shit, you know, that you're going to do?
Man, I think probably the craziest thing that I'd do is go ahead and just pretty much just go ahead and get myself like a boat house with like a studio in it, because I think if I did that, you'd maybe just never ever see me again. I'd be gone. I'd be like fishing in the studio. This is the app. Goodbye.
Right. You just walk outside, throw one in the water. Reel it in.
Yep.
Catch dinner for the night. Around the water.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. Well, guys, it is getting to the 7 o'clock hour, and I just want to humbly thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you guys giving us your time this evening. And, you know, I know 45-50 minutes, it kind of gets lengthy, but I do appreciate you guys, you know, hanging out with us and telling us your stories. I can't thank you guys enough, and I wish, you know, long and happy careers for both of you guys. I think you both really have incredible talent and can really take music somewhere. And even if it's not mainstream, stuff like that, you know, keep doing what you do, because, you know, somebody out there is going to get fired up or emotional or inspired by your music somewhere.
Right.
Because I've talked about this a lot on my show, that there's a trickle down effect in music, in art. And, you know, when you go back and you look at, okay, who inspired the Beatles? And you say, okay, well, who did the Beatles inspire? And then who did they inspire? And then who did that group inspire, that artist? You know what I'm saying? It trickles down immensely. And, you know, so I would say, you know, just keep doing what you do. And like I said, whether you get the millionaire, you know, lifestyle, or you're just doing it humbly, you're just doing, you know, just for you, you know, put that music out there, because there is so much music out there that, you know, people don't know about, people don't hear, you know, because it's not mainstream and stuff like that. And I don't want that to be discouraging at all. You know, if I can give my 2 cents in the situation, I want, you know, keep doing what you do, and because you love it. And somebody somewhere is going to be touched. by it, and you may be that one person that does it. You know what I'm saying? It may be that one song that you come up with that affects that person, that, you know, may motivate something to make changes,
yes, sir,
or whatever, you know. So don't get caught up in all the high class, you know, lifestyle and everything like that, you know. Always be true and be humble, you know, be my biggest advice.
We appreciate it, man. That's the way to go about it. And I just wanted to say thank you for having us as well. Also, shout out my man, Cordell Drake, man. I know he's out there listening, too, for hooking us up with this interview. But
absolutely.
And shout out Note by Note, of course. But, yeah, man, thank you again for having us, man.
For sure.
It was an opportunity, for sure.
Absolutely, man. And I hope you guys, you know, spread the love, you know, out there in the West Coast for us. And we're going to definitely spread the love here. And, you know, we're going to play your music on our shows and everything like that. So, you know, when I'm, you know, when I talk to my people and I talk to like my coworkers and stuff like that, I tell them about the artists that I have on, and I tell them to check, you know, my artists out and everything. So, you know, definitely try to spread the love this way. You guys just do the same for me, you know, over there. And,
totally.
But, all day, man. All day.
What we're trying to, Note by Note's trying to do out of here, at little old Knoxville, Tennessee, you know, in our little podcast here. So, you know, much love to both you guys. And again, yes, absolutely, to Cordell Drake. He's given me a lot of artists to talk with, and he just keeps lining up more guys from over there and people that want to come on and do this. And you know, it's I think mutual thank yous, you know, both ways, you know, every time when I talk to people, you know, everybody's always excited to come on, and you know, it just, you know, it's awesome for me, and I love doing this. I love talking to artists and hearing their stories, and, you know.
Yeah, man.
Love you guys.
It's all love. Shout out Tennessee, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to Spokane, Washington, and you guys, you know. There's a lot of artists, I mean, you know, that you would never think, you know, that little town, but, I mean, a lot of the artists that, you know, Cordell gives me, you know, like they're from right there in Spokane, and they're, or at least in that area and stuff like that, and there's so many people that I've just unheard. And that's why I said, you know, just keep doing what you do. Don't give up on it.
Well, of course, man.
Will do.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for your time. We appreciate it. You guys have
a wonderful rest
of your evening and a wonderful weekend. And I hope you guys, I hope we can all stay in touch. You know, if you guys got new music, you know, that's coming out, you know, whatever, you know, feel free to, you know, give me a shout, you know, and we can do a little things, you know, if you guys ever want to come on and just, hey, you know, shout out, I got a new song coming out on such and such date, you know, everybody check, you know, whatever, it doesn't have to be fully, you know, free. If you guys want to just come on and just plug a little bit, you guys are more than welcome, call in, talk, you know, doesn't matter what's going on, you know, we'll show you guys some love, so appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We're recording our new album, Blunt Force Trauma, right now, and Rain Earth West is featuring in two of the tracks on that, and we're finishing up the tracking for that in the next 2 weeks. So when that's all done and stuff, I'll definitely be hitting you up for the new album stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. We would love to hear it. But you guys be safe out there, and we will talk again soon, all right? You guys have a happy holidays.
You too, guys.
Right? Good. Peace out, guys.
God bless, guys. See. Stay up.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Man, what'd you think about that?
Fuck yeah, I loved talking to them. That was great.
So what'd you think about being a part of the show tonight, you know?
I liked it a lot, actually.
I know you were nervous a little bit there, but...
I was a little nervous, because, you know, I don't...
It's not fancy, we ain't following no script, and, you know...
Yeah. Plus, I'm not used to, like, talking to people. I'm just used to giving my opinion, you know? So
that's
pretty cool.
Right. I mean, you watch a movie and you give your opinion about it. It's a little easier. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So we're going to take another break here, and me and Ann will have a little banter.
Okay.
Yeah, and
talk some shit real quick.
Yeah, we'll have a little banter, do a little shit talk, and we'll wrap up the shows and say our goodbyes to everybody. Again, we want to thank Ray Northwest and Jacob Van Noe for being on the show with us tonight. We want to thank Cordell for helping set that all up. Cordell gives, you know, he's just giving us artist after artist after artist in a while. You know, I just, I can't thank this guy enough. Like, and he sets it all up and takes these guys and puts everybody in contact with each other, you know, like.
And they're all great too.
Right. It's like he's a manager of the show, and I told him he needed to slow down because I can't put him on any type of payroll or anything like that, you know? So, I believe I got a bunch of laughing face emojis back after that one. So,
he's behind the phone like, this bitch better start paying me.
Right, yeah, no, exactly. That's how I felt. Like, God, he's doing all this stuff, you know, like, it's making me feel bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta do something for this man, you know?
Send him a few brownies or something.
Well, actually, you know, I do have stuff for him, you know? I've got stuff in the mail for a few of our artists, because I got some poly mailer bags with a big, you know, WCM logo on them, and, you know, our Note by Note merch, the WCM merch and stuff like that, the stickers and magnets and stuff, so I've actually got some gift packs that are going out here next week for everybody.
Some nice little care packages.
Right, little care packages, you know, from Wiki Curiosity before the holidays and stuff like that. Everybody likes little gift packs.
Okay.
So, anyways, you know what? Speaking of Cordell, let's put one of Cordell's songs on. We'll take a little break. We'll come back. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Thank you. You Feel Me Now. That's a good one. That's what we put on there. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cordell Jake. If you haven't checked him out, please go check him out on Facebook and like his page. Give him a follow. But here we go. This is You Feel Me Now, Cordell Drake from Spokane, Washington, another great hip-hop artist. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me in the studio tonight is my special co-host, Ann, say hello to everybody.
Hello, it is me once again.
Well, I just want to say, Ann, I want to thank you so much for coming on with me tonight. I totally brain farted about my co-host's sister's wedding. So this was, you know, spur of the moment and sprang on you at the last minute.
I would love to come on here more. I've been wanting to.
Well, you are always more than welcome. And, you know, now that you're jobless, you know, maybe we can have more of you on here now that your schedule is freed up a little bit.
Yeah. Just to clarify, I was not fired. I walked out.
Over shady shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little bitches.
Little bitches, yeah.
Don't trust people named Jeremy. Love you.
Easy. Different Jeremy, everybody.
It's okay, though. I prefer being jobless, because, I mean, especially in, like, nowadays, people, jobs overwork teens, because they don't give a fuck. I know we are money hungry, and we'll do anything. So, I didn't realize that working, you know, almost 50 hours every 2 weeks was not okay, because I was still in school. But it's okay, because I got that right at the time.
All right, make that money.
Okay.
I had my first job when I was 14.
Yeah,
I got tired of fucking asking mommy and daddy for money and not getting it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do shit. I hang out with my friends on the weekends. So
same.
So
I was like, you just can't guilt trip me. I bought this shit myself. But I walked in. I walked in on my 16th birthday because he wouldn't hire me until I was 16. And, like, right after school, I was like, take me there, bitch. I was like, I need this fucking job.
Need that money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that's, you know, at least you're the opposite of what, you know, most kids your age, you know, your generation, you know, most of them are little shitheads, you know, expect everything for free and everybody's got to do for them, you know. But
it's all good, though.
It's good that you're not like that and that you've got a drive to, you know, make money and to... You know,
yes, I can't. I kind of hate being jobless, but it's okay.
Right. No, I get it because, you know, I mean, like I said, I've had a job since I was 14 years old, you know, and I've maybe not worked collectively a year and a half, you know, out of that whole time. And it's like, you know, it can be fine for a little bit, but, you know, after a couple of weeks, you know, I just.
Yeah, like...
I hope that shit crazy.
Like, remember when I had quit, like, previously, only for, like, a month? Because as soon as my money started running out, I was like, oh, fuck. What am I supposed to do? But it's okay. Because they hired me back, because they're fucking desperate.
Well, you know, I mean, if that, you know, stupid stuff hadn't went down, you know, then, you know, wouldn't have...
Yeah.
...been an issue in the first place, you know?
It's all good. They'll work for places that are actually companies and not fucking franchises. That's all I've learned of that situation is franchises fucking suck. Because they don't actually follow, like, guidelines and shit.
Well, yeah, we have a little bit more leeway. You know, they're just promoting somebody else's product versus being a part of the company promoting the product. You know, so a lot of the TAs, you know, the company I worked for were like that. They were franchises and they... went to corporate and stuff like that. And, you know, things do change, you know, dramatically, you know, when corporate comes in and takes over. So.
Oh, my God. Our fucking corporate manager is a dumbass, too. It's okay, though. That's another show. That could literally be, like, a whole show, though, by itself.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I could have a whole show on my last manager.
Oh, just all the weird, nasty shit that went on in that store.
That's it. I get fired from my company and then get hired on a week later at the same company, just 5 miles down the road. Same company, same district even, you know.
That's so
five
weird.
Miles apart, yeah. What surprised me was my eligibility for rehire in the first place because...
You're like, they don't want me on the premises anymore.
Right, no. you know, but I have to go back there all the time now because we have to go get parts from that old shop and stuff
oh
like
my
that.
Oh,
God.
They give you shitty looks.
Right, so I get it all the time. Like, and all my boys are happy to see me and everything like that, you know. And but usually that manager there is usually sitting in his office. He's only been out and about a few times since I've showed up or whatever. It's funny. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we were going to wrap up the show for you this evening. We want to, again, thank Anne for coming on and being a very special guest host with us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
Of course. I got shit to do.
You know, the rest of the family, you know, they didn't do it. So, you know, you did. You got You got my back. I love you, mommy. So, but, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to cut it short this evening. We want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for tuning in. Please, if you haven't already, go to that Note by Note Facebook page. Hit that like button, hit that share button. Let people know what we're trying to do. Please go to Jacob Van Noe Music and like his page, Ray Northwest, Cordell Drake. You know, follow all those pages and stuff. Oh, I got to say this. I meant to. I put it on a post today, but I didn't say it on air. I meant to. I'm so glad that I remembered.
What happened?
Mike Snodgrass. It's a local artist here that I met.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bars. It is his birthday today.
Okay.
So big shout out to Mike Snodgrass. Mike Snodgrass Music here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I've actually got my very own pair of snod glasses.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That name sounds very familiar.
Oh no, I haven't him on the show, so you probably heard me talk about it.
Yeah.
So, or play his music or something. But, yeah, I got some snod glasses. And whenever he remembers, because I'm going to call him out on air because he's nobody and I don't care. Whenever he remembers, he owes me a T-shirt. I've already paid for it. So, it's ain't done it yet. But he did just have some surgery. He just had a procedure done.
Yeah,
so
you let him rest right
yes,
now.
Yes, he's recovering right now. So, obviously, I didn't say nothing about that when I messaged him today and told him happy birthday. But big shout out to that guy, Mike Snodgrass Music. Incredible, incredible talented guy. I love his music. He's absolutely amazing. Like he's the only guy I can he can like Gin and Juice. Like he'll sing Gin and Juice, but it'll be all like folky and stuff. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's so cool. Yeah, and he does Dave Matthews stuff, whatever a lot, you know, so he's incredibly talented guy. You know, I love listening to him. So again, once again, big shout out to Mike. Happy birthday, brother. We love you, and we miss you, and we hope recovery goes well, and that you get back up on your feet and get to playing shows again real soon, buddy. So.
How are you?
But, ladies and gentlemen, again, have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Wear a mask, please.
Wear a mask, yeah.
We're literally going into another lockdown.
I don't give a shit. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to point out, I went to the high school today. Disgusting.
That's
disgusting. Yeah, no one was wearing their mask. There's barely, yeah. Like, they were wearing their mask, but not properly. And teachers were, like, hugging up on students and shit. And I was like, what happened to 6 feet?
Right.
You know?
That's like, the case. We're not meant for that.
I know.
You know? It's so hard.
It was so weird, dude. I walked through the door, and there was this big machine that was the door frame,
right.
And you put your wrist up to it, and it read your temperature, and then you walked through, and I was like, what kind of fucking technical, futuristic shit is this? Like, I was expecting them to, like, take my temperature like how they did last time I went into the school. You know, like, it was someone that held it up to my forehead.
Right, the little laser ones or
yeah.
something. Yeah.
But, no, like, no one was there to do it for me. It was that big-ass machine. But, yeah.
Well, that's just out there. Taxpayer dollars hard at work right there.
If you were wondering where that was going.
We need temperature readers, you know, to go in. More than we need metal detectors. By God, we need some fucking, we need some temperature readers.
Fuck metal detectors.
Yeah.
COVID detectors
fucking
kidding
now. Me? Everybody's more scared of COVID than they are fucking, you know, school shootings and shit now.
Oh my God.
Fucking great. Fucking mint.
That's great. That's
oh my dope. God. What the fuck is this world coming to?
Oh my God. I don't know. The next 4 years are going to be great. We'll find out.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. have a good one. Say good night, be safe, and as always, keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, everybody.